Wisconsin Senate has passed a bill that would ban high school transgender athletes from competing on girls' teams. It's Wednesday, March 13th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the April 2nd primary is almost here. Sarah Lear has more on the deadlines that voters should be aware of. And leaders of a northern Wisconsin college say the school will close at the end of the school year unless they raise more than $10 million. Stay with us.
Community support makes these 10 minutes of Wisconsin news possible. Your gift now at wpr.org/givewitoday makes the news you can use on Wisconsin Today available to you and everyone else. Thank you.
A Republican bill that would block transgender youth from playing on girls' sports teams has passed the state Senate. Rich Kramer reports the governor has already promised a veto.
The measure would establish separate male, female, and co-ed categories for K-12 sports teams. It also explicitly bans students born biologically male from playing on any team designed for girls. The Senate passed the bill on a mostly party-line vote, with Republican Joan Balweg of Marquesan siding with all Democrats in opposition. Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer of Beloit said it's disappointing to see Republicans support a plan like this.
How many times does Governor Evers have to veto or promise to veto a bill like this or others like it that target transgender Wisconsinites before you get the message that this will never become law in Wisconsin?
Republicans didn't discuss the bill during Tuesday's final floor session. In past comments, they've said it's about protecting women from having to compete against biological males. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
An effort to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss may have fallen short. That's according to an initial review of recall petitions by staff at the state's elections agency. Just how short, though, is unclear. Voss was elected under legislative maps that have since been thrown out by the state Supreme Court, and he now represents a new district under a map that was passed by the legislature and signed by the governor. Election Commissioner Mark Thompson said that means commissioners have to figure out which district to be counting signatures from.
We have legislation and new maps that are not effective until November. But we have a Supreme Court decision that says this current maps were unconstitutional and we're enjoined from using them in any type of election.
The commission plans to ask the state Supreme Court which map should count for recalls and special elections. Preliminary numbers suggest that organizers did not get enough signatures to force a recall in either Voss's new district or his old one. Wisconsin's April primary is now less than a month away, and as Sarah Lear reports, today is the last day to register to vote online.
Wisconsinites can head to My Vote Wisconsin to register online. They have until the end of the day Wednesday to make sure registration by mail materials are postmarked in time for the April 2nd election. But if you miss those deadlines, it's not too late. You can register at your local clerk's office through March 29th. And registration is available on Election Day at the polls, which will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. The spring election includes the presidential primary and a host of local races. It also includes two proposed constitutional amendments, which would affect how elections are run in Wisconsin. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Leaders of Northland College said yesterday the school will close at the end of the school year unless it raises $12 million by April 3rd. The private environmental college in Ashland does not have sufficient resources or the financial stability to continue. That's according to a statement from school leaders. Kelly Westland graduated from Northland College in 2007 and has taught at the school. She says many people in the community feel blindsided by the announcement.
I think there's also a desire for some accountability. People are still kind of wondering how it got to this point and what's going to change going forward if they put their own resources into trying to save this college.
Northland College was established 132 years ago along the banks of Lake Superior. The school has about 500 students and 60 faculty members. The announcement comes at a time when many small liberal arts colleges are facing financial challenges amid declining enrollments. Coming up, we'll hear from a man who lives with a rare neuromuscular disorder and how he's reaching for his goals in today's Wisconsin life. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about someone reaching for their goals.
Earning a master's degree and launching a business is no easy feat. WPR's Margaret Faust met Jordan Schrader of Grafton to see how he did it while also living with a rare genetic neuromuscular disease.
I turn voice control on.
Hey Siri, open MyQ, show grid, click 18. Taking a walk is like my prayer walk. I go out and talk to God, and this is when I usually really have my seclusion time with the Lord.
This is Jordan Schrader. The 30-year-old rides his wheelchair down the block in his neighborhood on a brisk afternoon. He has type 1 spinal muscular atrophy, a genetic disorder where muscles don't respond to signals from motor neurons. The muscles gradually weaken and shrink from inactivity. Schrader says growing up, he felt like he was missing out on things like sports and dancing with girls.
When you're sitting down and you can't barely move, you feel trapped. Like you're always watching and spectating. You feel like you're never really actively participating.
Gradually, he lost voluntary movement in his limbs. Only slight movements remain. He uses a motorized wheelchair to get around.
I'm praying and praying for these things, but none of the things I wanted at the time I thought were being answered. They were being answered, but in different ways I did not yet understand.
Schrader was born and raised Pentecostal Christian. He went to church every Sunday, and he thought he'd make a full-time career out of it.
I went to school for 8 years and all that. I got my master's in divinity. Yeah, I got ordained, but I never yet found my church staff position because I don't think the church in general is ready yet for disabled pastors.
In 2020, at the age of 27, Schrader says he hit rock bottom and went to a dark place. But then he asked himself,
what do I have left? Literally my voice. I'm like, okay, I can speak.
This was a turning point for Schrader. So he harnessed the power of his voice. Eventually, he delivered a TEDx talk about being a person with a disability. He felt inspired to start a motivational speaking business. His elevator pitch?
Tony Robbins, but crippled. I want to help people get up and walk into their destiny that God has planned for them. They just don't know it yet.
He also hosts a podcast called Handy Schlapped, where he talks about everything from disabilities to pop culture.
What is up, everyone? It is so good to be with you finally. What a crazy year.
He's also written and directed a number of short films. Rose of Sharon, his most recent work, is about a newly widowed mother who must cope with being the sole caregiver of her disabled teenage son. It won 2 awards in Green Bay. Through all of his media, he hopes to lift others up.
A bad day doesn't equal a bad life. You know, you have a choice, and it doesn't matter the circumstance. It's how you respond to the circumstances. It's not exactly a new idea, but everyone for the rest of mankind is going to need that reminder and that motivation.
And when he's not creating media, he loves to play video games in his downtime.
Fallout, Dead Space, BioShock is one of my all-time favorite games. Then I'll be like, Alexa, turn on the TV. Alexa, go to HDMI 3. And just like that, it'll start.
As he looks ahead to this next stage of life, Schrader says he wants to focus on his talents and help others take hold of their potential.
WPR's Margaret Faust brought us that story on Jordan Schrader of Grafton. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and Mallory Chang and John Davis were putting the show together behind the scenes for us today, as usual, and a big thanks to them. As always, hit that subscribe button and we'll be here automatically every single weekday morning, helping you start the day right. So, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.